In today's Mishnah, we're in the second and third Mishnah from the 10th Parak Masechet Sanhedrin. And in yesterday's Mishnah, we learned that Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelek Le'olam Haba, that every individual has a share in the world to come. However, we also learned that one could lose that share by various violations. So today's Mishnah, we learn about individuals that lost their share. The Mishnah begins, Shlosha Malachim Barabah Hediotot En Lehem Chelek Le'olam Haba. That there were three kings and four individuals that lost their share. Who were they? Shlosha Malachim, they were Yerovam. That was the first Malach of Israel after the split of Malchi Yehuda and Malchi Israel, who drove everyone to really away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu into Avodah Zarah. Achav as well, or Menasheh, one of the Malchi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Menasheh yesh lo chelek l'olam haba. He has a chelek in l'olam haba. Why? Shneimar, as it says, when he was faced with the threat of the Melech Ashur, I think it was, says, v'yitpalel alav v'yater lo, that he davened to Hashem. It seems that he did tshuva. And Hashem, Hashem heard his tefillah, his supplication. The Yeshivehu Yerushalayim, he brought him back to Yerushalayim and to Lamalchud, and to his kingdom. So Amrullah Chachimim said, no, this wasn't a proper tshuva. This is a tshuva just miyira. It wasn't complete tshuva. Therefore, Amrullah Malchutoy Shivu, Hashem simply returned him to his melucha, to his kingship. However, lo lachel amaba. He didn't regain or retain. His chelek in his share in the world to come. Who were the Arba Hediotot? Who were the four individuals? That's Bilam. The first is that of Bilam, who was, this is back, going back to Chumash in Parsha Balak, who was one of the Navi Umot Olam. He was one of the prophets from the other nations of the world. Now, despite the fact that in yesterday's Mishnah, we're talking about Kol Yisrael Yashlem Chelek Olam Ba, what we learn in this Mishnah is Chasidei Umot Olam, the way Bartender explains it. The righteous of the nations also have a share in Olam Ba. That's why he is mentioning that Bilam, unfortunately, lost his share. But Doeg, he was a person, he was an individual that gave over Lashon Hara to Shaul HaMelech, and through that, that the David HaMelech was being assisted by the Kohanim of Nov, and through that the Kohanim of Nov were killed. Achitophel, who gave advice to Avshalom, the son of David, as part of his rebellion, and Gehazi. Gehazi was the Na'ar, if you like, of Elisha Navi, who degraded Talmid Chachamim. We learned in the previous Mishnah that such an individual also machtiyah the Rabbim, would cause others to sin. Those individuals we learned to lose their Olam Haba. Now the Mishnah continues by not talking about just individuals, but also collectives of individual people that lose their share in Olam Haba. So Mishnah begins with now Mishnah Gimel. Dor HaMarvel, the generation of the flood, Ein Lahem Chalok Olam Haba. They don't get a share in Olam Haba. And also Ein Omdim Badin, Min Haftiyat HaMetim, they don't stand to be judged. As it says, Shneimar Lo Yadun Ruchi Ba'adam Le'olam. My spirit does not abide by these people forever. What's that mean? What's adun ruchi mean? Lo din v'lo ruach. That's referring to both the being judged and also ruach, meaning they won't have a chelek with the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. Let's continue. Dor haflagah, the generation of the dispersion after the Migdal Bavil. We say, in lehem chelek l'olam haba, they never share in the world to come either. Shnei rav yafetz Hashem otam misham al pnei kol ha'aretz, Hashem scattered them amongst the land. Vayasef Hashem, it says, Vayafetz Hashem Otam, he scattered them, meaning in this world, Umisham Hefitzam Hashem, which the pasuk continues, he also scattered them, meaning also Lolam Hamba as well. Now this is a generation that weren't just trying to building a tower for themselves, they wanted to rebel against Hashem, and they tried to build this tower in order to prevent a flood. They felt there was a strategy in order to somehow to prevent any flood for them from actually destroying the world in the event of them coming to rebel against Hashem. Let's continue. Anshei Stom ein lahem chelek l'olam haba, the people of Stom that was destroyed in the time of Avraham Avinu. They'd have no share in the olam haba. Why? Shneimar v'anshei Stom ra'im v'chateim l'Hashem me'od. There's a double language once again. Ra'im, they were evil in this world, and chateim, sinners to Hashem, l'olam haba. Aval, according to the Mishnah, says the first opinion, omdim badin, after chatameitim, they would be resurrected and stand to be judged. However, Nehemiah says, Eilu va'eilu, ein omdim badin. Both Dor Mabul and Dor and Anshei Stom also one omed badin, stand to be judged. That says, Shenamar, al ken lo yakumu rasha'im b'mishvat, v'chata'im b'dat tzadikim. So they not stand the rasha'im, the evil, b'mishvat for judging, v'chata'im, and the sinners amongst the congregation of tzadikim. So, what's that mean? Al ken la kumar sheim b'mishpat. Who's that referring to? That's referring to Dor HaMabul, that they won't stand to be judged. And similarly, chateim b'adat tzadikim, according to Rav Nechemia, refers to now Anshei Stom, the people of Stom. Amru lo, they said to him, Eina omdim b'adat tzadikim. That's true. They won't stand amongst the righteous, as suggested in the pasuk. Aval omdim badat reshaim. They will be judged amongst the aside on their own amongst the other reshaim. So therefore, they will stand to be judged. Meraglim, the spies. Ein lehem, meaning the spies that came to Eretz Israel, the ten that came back and brought the bad report. We say that also they have no chelik l'olam haba. So the individuals, these spies, the anashim that brought this bad report on the Aviva report, said they will die in a magifa, in a plague before Hashem. So biamutum in this world or magifa, it's already mentioned they're going to die, but the fact that this plague is mentioned after it, we say bolama, it also refers to the world to come. Dor Hamidbar, the generation of the desert, says also, meaning the generation of the desert was decreed upon them that they would be in the desert 40 years and die out there. According to this opinion of Rabbi Kiva, it says, Dor Hamal in lahim chelok lam abav in obdim badin. They not only do not have a share in the world to come, they will not stand to be resurrected, to stand to be judged. Shneamar Bamidbar hazeh yitamu v'sham yamutu. They will cease in this midbar and there they will die again. The double language seems to suggest death also in the world to come. Rabbi Eliezer says, Aleim Omer says, no, Isfuli Chasidei Korte Vriti Alei Zavach. Zavach, sorry. That gather towards me the righteous ones that formed a covenant with me, Alei Zavach, with these Korbanot. So this refers to the generation that stood at Har Sinai that formed a covenant with Hashem through these Korbanot Korbanot Shlamim. And so this suggests that they do indeed have a Chelek L'Olam Haba. Because this pasuk means they will gather towards me. It means that they're not completely cut off, and they're not completely cut off from the world to come. So Adat Korach, the congregation of Korach, that were part of his rebellion against Moshe Rabbeinu, Einat Tila Alot. They were swallowed up in the ground. They're not ever going to come back up again. Shneamav Tchas Alehem Haaretz. Yes, the land covered, the earth covered over them, and it says V'yovdu, and they were lost mitocha kahal. So again, the double language of that's Balaam Azeh, and the second, the loss from the congregation, if they covered up, they're clearly lost from the congregation, but no, this also refers to the world to come. That's been a Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yezer however, disagrees. He says, Aleihem Omer, by them it says, Hashem memit umechayeh. Hashem both causes death and can resurrect and bring or give life. Morid Sheol, he takes people down to the depths, ve'ya'al, and bring them up again. So this suggests that Eidat Korach, congregation of Korach, do have a chelek l'olam haba because he is v'ya'al. Let's continue. Aseret Shvatim, the ten tribes that were first exiled in the times of Sancheriv. Einan atedim lachzor, they will not return. That's according to the first opinion. Shema v'ashlichem el eretz acheret kayom azeh, they will be sent to another land like this day. What's like this day? Meaning Mahayom, just as this day passed and ends, and there is no, you cannot go back in time, you cannot go back to the day. So to Avhem, Holchim Venam Chazurim, so to the 10 tribes will be lost forever. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, says Mahayom Afil, would have been Kayom, like not this particular day, but like a day. Just as the day wanes in the evening, however, it goes dark, or me'ir, and the dawn that will follow it in the morning, af aser shvatim, also the 10 tribes, who it seemed to the sun has set on them at that point in history, if you like, it got dark, she'afalahem, kach atid la'ir lahem, but there's nothing to worry about, because in the future, the sun will once again shine, and they will be returned. So they have a chelek l'olam haba. Those in the Mishnah today.